I've known I was gay for, I guess, about 8 years. I started telling people 3 years ago, been really comfortable 2 years ago, and been truly proud to be gay for 6 months or so. And throughout the past 4 years at university is where I felt most comfortable. I wonder if it's the same for everyone else at university.
One time I was in the LGBT network, I was the welfare officer, and I was at the freshers' fair, and a guy walked past and he started like jabbing his friend and being like, "Oh, you gay, and my friend might have been, but it just was like using the stall as like a joke and a way to like intimidate someone. That was probably the worst thing that I've seen.
I mean, I remember my first night, I was in Hugh Stewart and they were going out for the night, and I heard the chanting, and there was homophobic chanting going on, and it was awful. And the next day I went to the LGBT network for the first time, and I was like, is this? And they're like, yeah, this still happens. I came out at university because I'm from a small town in Nottinghamshire, and I generally found it a very positive experience because of the LGBT network.
I was really interested in what they said, and so I sat down with my friend, also called Nick, to find out more. Your experience at university, I know you said to me before, has been generally positive. When did you come out?
I always knew, basically. Like, I didn't ever kind of pretend I wasn't, I guess, but, like, okay. I didn't really talk about it before uni. Basically, I decided when I came to uni, it'd be sort of, like, the new kind of slate thing. So I came out on my first night, which was pretty... It was really undramatic, to be honest. Like, it wasn't, like, a big song and dance. I just kind of said it during pre-drink. I kind of had this attitude when I came to uni that I want to be quite open about it and not sort of beat around the bush about things. And I kind of thought, well, if people don't like it, then that's their decision. But like, no one's ever cared, basically.
What was people's reaction then on that first night when you turned around at a pre-drinks with people you didn't know and say, by the way, I'm gay? What did people say?
It was the equivalent of saying, like, I've got brown hair. You know, no one really battered an eyelid, okay. So it was good, I guess.
You said the reaction from your friends was positive, but whilst, I mean, you've been here 4 years?
Yeah, my fourth year now.
Have you had any negative reaction at all whilst being at university?
I would say on the whole, no, to be honest. I would say the only thing I've found is a bit of sort of maybe naivety. So I get questions sometimes about like gay sex or something, which I don't think that's negative. I just think I think a lot of the problem, to be honest, with homophobia in general is just a lack of knowledge from a young age, and I think a lot of it stems from people kind of being uncertain about what to say or what to talk about.
Personally, I hadn't told anyone before I come to university, and it probably took me a good few months being at uni and finding close friends. Then I suddenly thought, oh, I could say something. But there were times in halls, I think the second night we were there, you know, I was sitting with a group of guys and they were all going around asking how many girls they've had sex with, how they had sex with girls, how great it was, and it comes to me and I just mumble something to get away from the question and go around. And although that isn't homophobic as such, it's just the naivety that people in halls did assume that every man is straight,
yeah,
and every girl is straight.
I've had friends who came out during like first, second year, who didn't feel comfortable in Kate's halls sometimes because what you said, people just assume. I do think it is just like you said, a lot of like the heteronormativity of like society, people just assume.
So generally it seems that university really is a happy and safe place to be gay, but how can we ensure that this is the same for the next generation?
Out in Education is a not-for-profit that's based in the East Midlands that goes into schools and tackles homophobia by using awareness workshops. So we try and get into schools to do PSHE lessons, usually about things like offensive language and stereotypes, to combat the endemic that is homophobic language at school. Stonewall's The Teacher Report of 2014 said that 9 in 10 school pupils had heard the phrase "that's so gay" around school. And after speaking to a lot of teachers, they haven't been trained on how to tackle that sort of language at school. I mean, if you look look at reports of bad behaviour, you see racism, but you don't see homophobia, and that's something that we want to, you know, raise awareness of and change. I was looking into being a teacher, and I looked through the curriculum, and there was nothing about LGBT education. If you go to the school nurse, there's no resources about LGBT relationship education, and it's a time when pupils are really figuring out who they are, but there's no awareness there. You don't see other people. So we utilise LGBT students across the country to give pupils sort of somebody to look up to if they're LGBT, which I think is something that doesn't exist.
Out in Education aren't the only university group trying to combat homophobia. It seems to be a real priority here at the University of Nottingham.
In campus news, the Students' Union are encouraging all sports clubs to sign up to a pledge in support of the Voice Your Rights project. The pledge reads, "In this club, we show zero tolerance to any homophobic or transphobic behaviour, verbal or physical. And we support total inclusiveness of all our members, regardless of sexual orientation, as per the ethos of our SU."
The men's hockey club are one of the most high-profile societies to try and tackle this problem, and they're all over the news at the moment with their naked calendar. I went along to a freezing cold training session to see how inclusive they really are.
When it comes to sport, it kind of gets rid of all prejudices about yourself and just becomes about how good you are at that sport. So it's quite a nice way to start fresh every game kind of thing.
Do you think before you got involved in this campaign, there was more homophobia within sports? Not as in you've completely eradicated it so far, but was there a reason for this campaign starting? Because there is a problem with it.
I'm sure there are problems with it in some sports. I don't think the hockey club have really ever had any problems with it, but it's definitely a message that needs to be put out there, because I'm sure there are people who have been afraid to maybe come forward and join a sports team.
Whilst being at university, regardless of being in sport or out of sport, have you ever experienced or witnessed homophobia? Do you think we have a problem with it at the university or not?
I haven't seen it personally myself, no, but I guess there probably is a problem somewhere, and it's probably more of like a silent problem. You don't see it happening, but you see people, or those people who won't come forward and join clubs because maybe they feel a bit intimidated from the start.
And so you've managed to reach websites like Pig News. Paris Hilton has tweeted about you, I think, or put you on his website. How does it feel that people all over the world have seen you naked?
Very odd. People like my granddad, and like, it's not that bad, like, because we all shower together at the end of the game, so it's like we're not like embarrassed about our bodies or anything like that.
So why, if you're making a calendar fighting against homophobia, why naked? Why would you get naked on the calendar, do you think?
Just to show that everyone's sort of absolutely fine with their bodies. No one cares what anyone looks like in the sort of team atmosphere. You can just be whoever you want to be, and you can be any shape or size you want to be, and no one cares.
Could I try a little bit of hockey?
Go for it.
I haven't played in a while, but I want to test your all-inclusive theory and see whether gay, awful at hockey, if you could get involved with university sports. Is there any chance I could have a quick knock-around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knock-around? Do you say that?
Yeah, have a knock-around, yeah. Knock-about.
I was second-team captain of school.
You'll be fine.
But I'm setting myself up for a fall now, aren't I? So, I'm pretty warm now. I'm completely out of breath. Do you think I would fit in the University of Nottingham Men's Hockey Club?
Maybe not the first team, but fifth or fourth team for sure.
Would I have to get naked?
No.
Good.
Only if you want to.
It's an optional thing. That makes me feel a lot more comfortable.